1 Corinthians 6, from verse 12 to verse 20. It's easy to see how Paul moved into this section. He just reminded the Corinthians of the glorious work of God's grace in converting them, washing them, sanctifying them, justifying them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. He reminds them of what they were, and the catalogue is appalling. Some of them were homosexuals, prostitutes, idolaters, greedy, slanderers, whatever. Sinners they all were, of course. But some were gross and open in their sins. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And that moves him on to this section, 12 to 20, where he deals with the Christian's body. Now the Greeks emphasized the body. Olympic games, well, many games, Olympic is just one, but their games, their prowess, their emphasis upon the human form. They were also grossly indulgent. Immorality was rampant in Greek society. And I would say, too, from this passage, that there was inordinate love of food. Oh, they liked the body. They emphasized the body. They stressed the physical, did the Greeks. And clearly, the Corinthians, before their conversion, many of them were taken up with this. But now they've been converted. And now they are converted, 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. They are washed. They are sanctified, separated unto God, perfect in his sight, fully justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Does it matter now how they live, what they do with their body? After all, the soul is what counts. You can overemphasize the body, you can underemphasize it, and Paul will have none of it. As new creatures in Christ, it is our duty, he says, it is our privilege to live out before men what God has done within, and that means the body also, as well as the mind, the spirit, the soul, the whole being is devoted unto God. Verse 12, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Now, when he says everything is permissible for me, we have to use common sense, of course. There are some things which are not permissible under any circumstances. But for the believer, there is a great deal of latitude. And there are many things which God has created and given to us which are for our benefit and pleasure, and we can make full use of them. But Paul has two principles in verse 12. He will not indulge his body, that's what he's talking about, if it doesn't benefit him, spiritually speaking, he means, eternally speaking. Everything is permissible in this area I'm talking about, but not everything is beneficial. It doesn't work for my eternal good or the good of others. Everything is permissible for me, but the second principle, but I will not be mastered by anything. I am not going to allow anything to become a God to me. There is one God for me, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the one God, the triune God. God is my God. The body, society, desires, lusts, pleasures, whatever, none of this will I allow it to master me. I will not be mastered by anything. I am responsible and I am in control. and I am answerable. I cannot shuffle it off onto others. Verse 13, food for the stomach and the stomach for food, yes, but God will destroy them both. And there's a third principle. Think about eternity. The things we're talking about are temporal, of this life. He's primarily talking about sexual things in this passage. Food is mentioned, but there are many other such areas too that he could have raised. But all these things, the desire for food, the sexual drive and so on, God-given and to be God-honoring, and a delight for man, yes. But I will not be mastered by any of it. Everything is not beneficial. It's permissible. I can do this or that or the other, but is it always beneficial? I will think of that. And of course, I will bear in mind the eternal aspect. This life is coming to an end. And he's talking about the body then, and the believer and the body. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, he says, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And he has some principles to give us here. We have to think about our bodies. We mustn't make too much of our bodies, but we must care for them, of course. They can be satisfied, but we must not to make too much of them, nor must we to make too little of them. The principles are these. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. God has saved me, body, soul, mind, spirit, throughout. And everything I have and everything I am must be devoted and given up to God. There is no area in my life which is segregated from God. The idea that Christ can be my Savior, as it were, spiritually, but I can get on with my life physically and do what I want, not taking him as Lord, is utterly contrary to Scripture. If Christ is my Savior, he's the Savior of my body, mind, spirit, soul, every being, part of my being. This body also, verse 14, will be raised from the dead at the resurrection day with Christ. This body, this literal body now, if I overindulge it now, this body will be raised in glory. If I abuse this body now, this very body will be raised in glory. It'll be transformed, of course, but it's this body. Verse 15, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? What a tremendous statement. This body will be with us for eternity, transformed like unto Christ's glorious body, but this body. Members of Christ, then. Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Shall I make my body overindulge in food or whatever? And of course we can multiply this with many illustrations, many applications, many areas. Money, power, reputation, but he's concentrating here on sexual matters. Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. And he makes the obvious point here. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. We are united to Christ, brother and sister. He has redeemed us. He has united us to himself. This body is going to be raised from the dead. This body is a member of Christ. His body is for the Lord. We are one with him. We cannot join ourselves with idols, with immorality, with greed, or whatever. Flee from sexual immorality. Have nothing to do with it. Don't play with it. Does it need to be said? It's no good watching pornography and then praying that God will help you and keep you from it. All other sins a man commits are outside his body. But he who sins sexually sins against his own body. And then another tremendous statement. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? God's Spirit is within you. temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price, and Christ bled and died for your body, soul, mind, spirit, your whole being. Therefore, honor God with your body. The believer's body is for the Lord, for the honor of God. Not to be domineered by, mastered by, ruled by food, gluttony, greed, lust, immorality, sexual drive, whatever. No. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be raised from the dead. It's a member of Christ. This body, although it's going to die in the grave and lie in the grave, it's going to be raised and be in glory forever in the new heaven and the new earth. We are one with Christ. Now you can see the applications here. You can see the applications for the Corinthians in their society. They had to stand out from the pagans. The pagans were given up to sexual immorality, given up to food and lust and power in the body. The believer must show that he is Christ's, and he shows it by his life in his body here and now. And how this speaks to us today. I can speak of what I know in this country. Judging by the TV listings and programs, if it's not sex, it's food. And if it's not food, it's how to reduce weight. And if it's not that, it's sport and the love of the body. And money is there. Now these are the great things. These are the gods of the age. What must a believer do? He must live in this present world and not be domineered and dominated and ruled by and given up to these experiences and these demands. They'll fly at him, they'll be poured out upon him, but he has to remember that he belongs to the Lord, that his body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, that Christ died for us, that we were raised again and live forever in this body, transformed with Christ, and we live now to the glory of God. The pagans are domineered and dominated and ruled by this. This is their all. This is their God. This is their heaven. We're just a passing through. We belong to the Lord. Have you been converted? Brother and sister, you have. Then show it by your life. I must today. I want to. If any man is in Christ Jesus, he will live as a new creature. He is one. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And he will show, I want to show, by my life, how much I owe to God for his grace to me. I want to live a sanctified life before men so that they'll ask me a reason. Why don't you do this? Why do you have this hope? What's this reason you've got? And the answer is, of course, because Christ has died for me. Because the Spirit has regenerated me. Because God has saved me. God lives within me. He's united me to himself. And I want to live for him. I am moved to live for him. This is the glory of the gospel, the new covenant. Brother and sister, you're in it. You're in this new covenant. Your body is for the Lord. Therefore, honor God with your body. Unbeliever, you just live for the body, the mind. But you have a soul. And until you come to Christ, that soul is far off from God. And if you never come to Christ, in eternity you will know that you've lost your soul. Oh, come to Jesus. Trust him. Be one with him. You don't live like this to become a Christian. You live like this when and because you have been converted. You must be born again. Now, believer, you have been born again. Therefore, honor God with your body today.